Hey, Godinez Fundamental High School. This is Mr. Morgan. I am going to be reading Tuesday, October 1, page 268 through 272. The train chugs into Euston Station. I glance eagerly down the platform, hoping for a familiar face. No one. No one has come to meet me. It's okay. I know my way home. Then I hear my name. Ken! It's my dad, my dad. I hobble as fast as I can into his outstretched arms. He hugs me hard, and I try as I might, I can't stop the blasted tears. Harry Purd would be disgusted. What a lot of rot, he would say. Dad laughs, wipes his own eyes and nose, stares hard into my eyes and says, I thought I'd lost you. I'm safe, Dad. I'm safe. Arm in arm, leaning on each other, we make our way home together. Back in Wembley, I turn the corner to Lancelot Crescent, where a crowd lines the streets. The rest of my family stands at the gate of our house, flanked by people on either side, clapping and cheering beneath Union Jack flags hung from every window. My little sister gives me a kiss. You made us proud, says Mum. The neighbors crowd in around us. The mayor of Wembley steps up. Ken, he says, we took up a collection to buy you a welcome home gift. He hands me a small box. Open it. I look at the smiling faces and lift the lid. Inside is a silver watch. There's an inscription, says the mayor. Read it. I turn the watch over and read aloud. Presented to Kenneth Sparks by his neighbors in admiration of his dauntless courage when torpedoed in SS City on Benares, September 17th, 1940. Dad says to my stepmom, he's really home. Now we can look at his bike without crying, she whispers. Crying? I look up at her in surprise, and maybe for the first time notice how weary she looks. I turn to see two houses across the street have been bombed, and the sidewalks are full of rubble. They've had a tough time of it here, too. I turn back to hear what my mom is saying. When we first heard that the ship had gone down, she tells our neighbor, she read that boys in one boat were heard singing, Roll Out the Barrel. It's Kenny's favorite song, and I knew he was in that boat. I could see him standing up and singing in his new gray overcoat. Every time I thought about the singing, it made me go on hoping. Hoping. What? She wipes a tear. An honest to God tear for me. I try to cheer her up. Look, Mom, I say, I still have my coat. I went back to get it. That's how I missed Lifeboat 8. Missed it for the coat? Oh, Ken, she says. Newspapers say Lifeboat 8 had no survivors. Our neighbors say softly. I went back to get my coat, I say. That's how I ended up in Lifeboat 12. Oh, Mom cries. Covering her mouth, slowly she reaches a hand to me. I reach right back.